radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Fancy Brian on the board. Fancy, you know, I have checked several times today, and you and I agree on this notion. This can't possibly be Tuesday, man. It's got to be like Thursday.
No, it's absolutely at least Thursday.
It feels like a Thursday.
At least Thursday.
It's not Thursday. It's only Tuesday.
As far as you can tell, and I've been told from several sources, and that's how I know that it's probably Tuesday, because several sources have told me it's not just one and not just my heart, which tells me it's Thursday.
Damn it, man.
That's
actually
what I said too.
And not only that, but Monday being a banking holiday and a mail holiday, you know, some of the functions of business just didn't happen on Monday. And we had some other mischief chaos going on. So anyways, let's get to the politics, Fancy Brian. And I've got a shocking headline. Before we get to it, a less shocking headline. Do you see Rojo did a poll? Our pal, Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. Thought we'd start by talking about Rojo. Where's his poll? He went to Twitter, and he set up a Twitter poll. And you know Rojo, he's a bright guy. And this happened just a couple hours ago. Ron Johnson campaign poll flops when it's overwhelmingly supportive of getting rid of the filibuster. Dope. So Rojo puts out there, and I mean, hardly a push poll at all, the way Rojo kind of words it. He's got this poll. I don't know if you're aware, but you could poll people on the Twitterverse. So he puts up this poll. Do you want to implode, all caps? You know, he's doing the Trumpian all caps. To implode the filibuster so the Dems can ram, R-A-M, all caps, their voting rights legislation through the Congress. Yes, let the Dems win, all caps. Or no, protect, capital, the Senate. And he put it out there. I guess it's been 23 hours ago. And early indications are, yes, let the Dems win. And it's not really close, Fancy Brian. 95% the current polling in favor of blowing up the filibuster. And I mean, it's not like 10 people voted, you know, because... You okay over there, big guy?
No, yeah, I'm great. That's a byproduct of stuff.
It's not like 10 people voted, you know, because yeah, I've seen those small sample polls.
How many people?
At that time, when it was 95 to 5%, there were over 22,000 votes.
Huh. That's a suspicious number, by the way.
I'm a little suspicious that Rojo didn't think it was going to go that
way. We need an investigation into the outcome of this poll.
Yes. Anyways, I think that's the gist of the Rojo poll. So that's not exactly the most important headline of the day.
But he did use a lot of capitalization, which is how you know they're right wing.
He's so Rojo. Here is the topic, perhaps the more important lead. The topic that Americans believe in. All Americans. And this is a rare topic indeed. Two-thirds of Americans support banning lawmakers from trading stocks.
Yeah.
It's just damn corrupt. And actually, I'm gonna jump down in the body of the work because I've read this polling. And thehill.com's got a representation of the polling. Here's the important part. You know, just my little opinion. 75% of respondents who identified as Democrats say they strongly or somewhat support a ban on lawmaker stock trading. 76% of independents, third-party survey takers, and 70% of Republican respondents agree. And they all agree that lawmakers shouldn't be stock pickers, nor should their spouses. And this is actually, and this might shock some of you, you know, outside of the day traders out there listening to the devil's advocates all day. This one already passed the Senate. This bill passed the Senate. This bill has bipartisan support.
What?
And you know where it's jammed up at? Nancy Pelosi won't let the House vote on it.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm absolutely serious. And you know, Nancy Pelosi and her husband, they've done okay with their stock picking, let's just say.
Was that wrong?
Well, it's currently not illegal. And even if you cross a line, let's just say, there are minuscule fines. It's a slap on the wrist at worst. So anyways, the headline there, like two-thirds of Americans, but if it's 76% of what, Democrats, and like 70% of Republicans and something similar of independents, that's more than two-thirds of Americans. Unless there's some undesignated column I'm unaware of in the crosstabs. But that's a lot of Americans. That's over 70% of Americans, with or without the A. They think it's corrupt. They don't want to see their electeds benefiting. Because, you know, we can all have our little, you know, mutual funds or a 401k. But it's different when you're picking individual stocks. And you could be, let's just say, accused of having a conflict of interest. Because sometimes lawmakers, they're privy to information you and I just don't know. Sometimes classified. Sometimes they are aware. You know, perhaps the president's going to push an agenda coming down the pike. And if you invested, let's say, in Tesla or electric vehicle stocks because the president was pushing his new electric vehicle agenda, well, you might see a nice bump in your stock portfolio. So there is one person currently blocking this legislation, bipartisan legislation, and it's Nancy Pelosi. And I don't know if you know, but she's worth a lot of money. Here's a headline. This is an opinion piece over at the Daily Beast. And you can always join us. Your opinions are welcome here as well. 844-967-2789. Got John Nichols. Always favor his opinions coming at the bottom of this hour. So just a little bit. But in the meantime, wanted to tell you a little bit about the 100 million reasons why no one trusts Nancy Pelosi. I'll read. Democrats have the opportunity to do something that is good for the country that would be commonsensical and populist. So why won't Nancy Pelosi let them? I'm talking about the Banned Congressional Stock Trading Act introduced by Democratic Senators Mark Kelly and John Ossoff. This legislation, like a similar bill offered by Republican Josh Hawley, you know that guy, would prohibit members of Congress and their families, such as Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, from buying and selling stocks while they serve. It would help combat the growing consensus that the game is rigged for the powerful and connected, a sentiment shared by top Biden economic advisor Brian Deese. Indeed, among some observers, the idea that top political leaders aren't engaged in insider trading has become a joke. As NPR's Tim Mak recently reported, and here's a quote, among a certain community of individual investors on TikTok, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stock trading disclosures are a treasure trove. In fact, Mac writes, you can get a push notification every time Pelosi's stock trading disclosures are released. First, though, a brief and recent history of the toxic problem it is. In the midst of the financial meltdown, you remember that Fancy Brian? Let's call it September 16, 2008. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke held a secret meeting with members of Congress. The result, as Business Insider noted, was that congressmen privy to this information reacted not by dropping everything and drawing up a plan to save the economy, but by dumping stock and avoiding the losses everyone else would take in the coming month. Others bought stocks in financial firms that would later be saved by the federal government. Does that bother you? Because it bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, especially since we spent an entire 4 years railing against Trump about the emoluments clause and, you know, putting out and profiting from the presidency, things like that. I think it's kind of hypocritical.
The 2008 events were detailed in a 2011 book, Peter Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out, which in turn inspired a segment on 60 Minutes. But the story wasn't just about the financial meltdown. One of the politicians featured in the segment was Nancy Pelosi, who participated in the 2008 initial public offering from Visa. As 60 Minutes noted, just as troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House, undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosi's, whose net worth is well over $100 million, purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at $64. Ooh, that's a nice little bump. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. And it is a bipartisan problem, and Pelosi was far from the only lawmaker featured in that memorable 60 Minutes episode that helped spark passage of the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, the Stock Act, if you will, a flawed piece of legislation codifying that it is illegal for members of Congress to use any non-public information derived from the individual's position or gained from performance of the individual duties for personal benefit. At least that's what the law is supposed to do. The real test would come during the next crisis, which turned out to be the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the law, members of Congress who received coronavirus briefings in early 2020 made suspicious stock trades just after they found out, just ahead of the public and the markets, how bad the pandemic could be. Despite the Stock Act, none of the members received any serious punishment. There's more. Matt Lewis wrote this piece at the Daily Beast. I'm just sharing some of it with you. We need a little reset. Joe Biden needs to do something different. How about we reset, we lead with some ethics? How about that? And how about you call the Speaker's office and you encourage her to bring the Stock Act to the floor? You know, the new improved version. Because my Speaker, your Speaker, our Speaker shouldn't be picking stocks, nor should her husband, to their own personal benefit. Come back, Devil's Advocates. Fold lines open, 844-967-2789.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
This is like bowl of doggy do. Put a cherry on top and call it a chocolate sundae.
I gotta plead ignorance on this thing.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
If anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that